try almost close to 500, because in the inner city and these community development areas, these families are averaging about three families, you know, per family, if not more. So there is going to be a concern because, first of all, this is not cattle. These people are not cattle. They're not fish that you box up in a box and ship them out. This is a process. And my biggest concern is when you're talking about you've had since 2002, and now at the 11th hour, I indicate that now what they're ready to do is to get all these families out. Now, the biggest problem with that, too, locating these kids where near schools that will be suitable for these children. What about public transportation? None of these families have transportation, and they want to do this in 9 days. This is a symptom or a problem as I see it, because all they're going to do is rush these people anywhere they can find them to justify that they've made their deadline deliverable. And that's unacceptable. And it should be unacceptable to the community here in the city of Tampa and Hillsborough County when they had since 2002 to get these families out of these homes.
James, I know you were yesterday at the Tampa Housing Authority meeting yesterday, and you've been holding these meetings with the community over the last year about this. You spoke about this yesterday. What's the reaction been from Housing Authority Director Jerome Ryans?
He's been evasive. He's avoided me. He's avoided the meetings with me. Jerome has pretended that to the public that he has met with me. If this is a meeting, okay, you tell me, is this a meeting? I go over to your office to drop off a memorandum to your board and leave them, getting ready to leave them with your secretary, and you walk out of your office, you and one of your staff, and you start talking to me. Is that an official meeting? That's not an official meeting to me. And I had no comment on the things that he was saying because they were not the issues that I came there to address. So I let him speak because I was just there to drop off a package. Then the other meeting he said he had with me, he asked me to go to lunch and asked me what could I do to postpone the meeting that I was having as a town hall meeting for the community. Could we postpone it until September, which was in 2006? I said, not a problem. I'm on your side. But the people do need answers, and we want to know. So we got away from all of the rhetoric about the issues, and we talked only about just simple things, and it had nothing to do with the agenda. He has not met with me on the line items that I presented to him and that would address the issues of the community.
James, let me ask you this. Now, and I believe you said this at yesterday's meeting, or you and your partner, Wallace Anderson, that you question the legality of the Tampa Housing Authority's partnership with Bank of America. Can you explain more?
Oh, without a doubt. Well, the first thing, what concerns me is the fact that Central Park Village, the Florida Constitution, as I understand it or being taught it, until someone tell me otherwise, the Florida Constitution prohibits government agencies like the Tampa Housing Authority from going into business with private businesses. Despite this constitutional, that prohibits this, that is, it says the attorney for the Housing Authority has stated that in this thing called the Chapter 421, says of the state statute is going to, it allows the Housing Authority to go in business with this community development corporation. And until that is clearly defined, and I don't see the state constitution changing to accommodate the Tampa Housing Authority when it represents to protect not-for-profits in its totality. It means to tell me the county, the city, all of them can do these kinds of things without guidelines. I don't see it yet. Somebody help me to understand that we're okay as citizens, that our rights are not being violated.